You've probably felt that thin, ghostly trail of cold air snaking across the floor on a winter evening. Or maybe you've watched a curtain's flutter, even though every window in the house is buckled shut. It is a frustrating feeling, because you know you are paying to heat the neighborhood instead of your living room. Most people think they need brand new windows or a massive renovation to stop those drafts, but usually, the house is just breathing through its joints. We are going to spend some time today sealing those gaps with weather stripping. It is one of those tasks that doesn't require a heavy toolbox or a contractor's license. Just a bit of patience and a keen eye for where the house is losing its fight against the elements. Before we even touch a roll of foam or rubber, we have to find out exactly where the enemy is getting in. I like to do this on a windy day if I can. You can take a common incense stick, or even just a damp hand, and run it slowly around the perimeter of your door frames and window sashes. When you feel that sudden spike of cold, or see that smoke dance and pull away, you've found a leak. It's often not where you expect. You might find a huge gap, right at the corner of a door, where the wood has settled over 20 years, or a spot at the bottom of a window, where the old factory seal has simply crumbled into dust. I remember the first time I tried to tackle this in my old house. I was young and figured more was better, so I bought the thickest, densest rubber stripping I could find. I jammed it into the door jamb, peeling back the adhesive and pressing it firmly into place. I felt pretty proud of myself until I tried to actually close the door. I had to throw my entire shoulder into it just to get the deadbolt to click. 2 weeks later, the hinges started creaking under the constant pressure, and the adhesive eventually just gave up and peeled off because the door was constantly fighting it. I learned pretty quickly that weather stripping isn't about stuffing a gap full of material until it's airtight. It's about creating a gentle, consistent compression. You want the door or window to meet the seal like a firm handshake, not a wrestling match. We'll start by prepping the surface, which is the part most people skip. If you try to stick new weather stripping over old flaky paint or dust, it's going to fall off before the season is over. I take a simple rag with some soapy water or a bit of rubbing alcohol and wipe down the entire stop of the door. That's the thin strip of wood the door rests against when it's closed. You'll be surprised at the amount of grime that builds up there. Once that is bone dry, we can look at our materials. For most doors, I prefer the V-shaped plastic or bronze strips or the high-quality adhesive foam. The goal is to choose a thickness that fills the gap but still allows the latch to click shut naturally. Once the frame is clean, we start at the top. I like to measure twice and cut once, using a sharp pair of heavy-duty scissors or a utility knife. When you're applying the adhesive backing, don't pull or stretch the material. If you tension it while you're sticking it down, the rubber will eventually try to shrink back to its original length, and you'll end up with a 2-inch gap at the bottom of the frame in a month. Just lay it down flat and press it firmly every few inches with your thumb. You can feel the tackiness of the glue grabbing onto the wood, and that's a good sign. As we move down the sides of the door, pay close attention to the hinges. You want to stay just clear of them so the material doesn't get pinched and shredded every time the door swings. If you're using the V-strip style, the open end of the V should face the outside of the house. That way, when the wind blows against the door, it actually pushes the flap tighter against the frame, using the weather's own force to help seal the house. It's a clever bit of engineering that works better the harder the wind howls. Windows are a slightly different beast. If you have double-hung windows, the kind where the bottom half slides up, the most common leak is right where the two sashes meet in the middle. We call that the meeting rail. I usually apply a thin strip of adhesive foam right along that rail. When you lock the window, you'll feel a bit of resistance as the lever pulls the two pieces of wood together, squeezing that foam. That's the feeling of success. If the window locks too easily, the foam is too thin. If you have to strain the lock, it's too thick. You're looking for that sweet spot where the seal is engaged, but the hardware isn't under stress. The bottom of the door is usually the biggest culprit for heat loss, and for that, we use a door sweep. This isn't usually adhesive. It's a metal or plastic strip with a thick rubber fin that screws into the base of the door. I sit on the floor and slide the sweep down until the rubber is just touching the threshold. You don't want it dragging so hard that it marks up the floor, but it needs to be low enough that light doesn't peek through from the other side. I'll usually start a pilot hole with a small drill bit so I don't split the wood of the door, then drive the screws in by hand. Once everything is installed, the real test is the paper test. Open the door, put a single sheet of notebook paper across the frame, and close the door on it. Try to pull the paper out. If it slides out with no resistance, you've still got a gap. If it offers a nice steady drag as you pull, you've achieved a perfect seal. We do this all the way around the door, top, bottom, and both sides. You might notice now that the house feels a little quieter. That's a side benefit of weather stripping. It doesn't just block the wind, it blocks the sound of the street too. There is a certain satisfaction in sitting back down in your favorite chair and realizing that the cold draft is gone. The furnace isn't kicking on every 10 minutes anymore, and the house feels more like a sealed vessel. It's a small job, but when you do it right, you can feel the difference in your bones and see it in your utility bill. You've taken a little more control over your environment, and that's what being a homeowner is all about.